Was this what God wanted me to do with my life? I felt afraid, thinking that I might not be able to say no to St. John. St. John, don't choose me, I cried. But I knew that St. John would not understand my feelings. If he thought God was telling him to do something, he always did it, no matter how bad it was.
God wants you to be a missionary's wife, my wife,
he continued.
Trust in him, Jane. Marry me to please God.
St. John, I can't do that. I can't marry you and go to India. I'm not strong enough, I said desperately.
I know how hard you can work, Jane. You can help me with the Indian women and teach English to many students.
I thought for a while, walking next to him and saying nothing. I believed I could live in India with St. John because the work would be rewarding and interesting. Yes, I could do that. But I know he doesn't love me, and yet he still asks me to marry him. Why? I thought. After a while, I said, St. John, I will go with you to India, but as your cousin, not as your wife. He shook his head.
No, Jane, as my cousin, you could marry some other man any time and leave me. I need a wife who will obey me and stay with me until death.
Even though I did not want to go, I felt St. John's power over me already. I could go with you to India as a friend, but I can't give up my freedom by marrying you. I will always give my heart to God, but you don't want it, St. John. You don't love me, and I don't love you, I said to him gently.